Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, we're joined by Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish. Mike, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Newell.
So we appreciate you joining us late last evening as the storm was still passing. I was looking at rain gauge totals, Mike, this morning. I was very interested in what it was. And Covington had one of the highest areas, 6.6 inches of rain there in Covington, quite a lot. What are you seeing in other areas of the parish?
That's absolutely correct, Newell. We had extensive rainfall numbers across the parish. Other areas, actually, Mandeville was over 7 inches, Madisonville over 5 inches, Slidell over 6 inches, and that was the number right before the last of the rainfall. So overall, we had between 6 and 10 inches of rain across the parish in different areas.
So that trailing edge, I think the last time that we talked to you last evening, y'all still didn't have the trailing edge pass through there. Did it present any significant challenges? Did anything change much?
No, actually, that was probably the highest wind gust that we received on that trailing edge. And our wind gauges at our public works operations barns and water gauges, but back to the wind gauges, showed gusts of only about 40 miles per hour, considering we just had a hurricane that was downgraded to a tropical storm. But our highest gust was 40 miles an hour, which we really expected more than that.
Mike, I know there's areas of the parish that typically flood. Homes get, you know, close to getting water there. Other than those areas, any other areas that kind of surprised you that have standing water?
No, there were no surprises. Two of the areas that, and by the way, I'm standing right now on the banks of the Chifuncta River in Madisonville, and you might hear some background noise. The water from the Chifuncta River overtopped the banks and actually crossed Water Street in front of Morton's Restaurant. You may know where that is.
Yep.
Right on the Chifuncta River. The water has since receded, but I'm standing here just observing how the water has receded to go back almost back to the bulkhead, and so that's one of the areas. But at the end of Three Rivers Road, there's a neighborhood called Lazy Rivers, and that community gets water across the streets, and they have little canals. Most of the homes are raised, but it prevents the automobiles from getting in and out. And in fact, I rode down there yesterday before the storm, and everybody parks their cars up Three Rivers Road in anticipation of the high water. So that is one area. and in the Slidell area along Bayou Liberty Road and Coyne to Leston, that neighborhood always receives water, and they have it as well. Just a few reports of flooded homes in areas that normally receive high water.
And we talked to the CLECO representative earlier, Ms. Fran Phoenix, and I know that they were working hard and trying to reestablish power. Where do y'all stand?
Absolutely. We've been in touch with our utility providers since yesterday. We're served by CLECO, Washington, St. Tammany Electric, and a small portion of our parish is served by Entergy. The numbers were high, but they're continually to drop. I think at one time, CLECO in St. Tammany had over 18,000 customers out, maybe even more. Actually, I think it was up into 30,000. But they're down, I think, to like about 10,000 or less right now out of their 100,000 customers here in St. Tammany. Washington St. Tammany Electric has about 7,000 out of their 32,000 customers, and Entergy has under 100 still out of power with their 4,000-plus customers. So the utility contractors got out early this morning. Roads were cleared. There was not a lot of road blockage, so they were able to get out and immediately start restoring power to our citizens.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us and sharing that update with us. We really appreciate it. Best of luck to you guys in your recovery efforts.
And we'll keep you posted, Newell, you and WWL Radio, and we thank you for reaching out to us.
Thank you, sir. That's Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.